التزكيه تنفيذ قانون نمبر 1 باي التوحيد افضل ذلك باي متابعه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم following the footsteps of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and number 3 fulfilling the obligation and do as much from the sunnah of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and we'll tell one thing more to talk about concerning this issue which is الابتعال عن المعصية to stay away from things which is pleasing to Allah سبحانه وتعالى because this is one of the things that caused the person to be in destruction of his soul as well as his heart as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ as a result of the sin and the haram that they used to do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Iran which Iraq or Abel to be over their heart therefore when is the heart it became dark and when is the soul became lost with the haram they would see the munkar to be ma'roof and the ma'roof is the munkar so the person has to fight his own self and make jihad against the greed against the nafs against the desires against the things which should displease unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one of the things which we're supposed to be talking about now is at-tawbah and at-tawbah which means al-iqla' al-ma'tiyah to turn away from things which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying وَطُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ جزاك الله خيرا in Surah Al-Nur Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying وَطُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون الله سبحانه وتعالى commands us with the tawbah with the repentance to return back to the sirat al-mustaqim to stay away from the forbidden things and the haram things and the doubtful things because the things cause destruction and cause Iran on the heart and it cause destruction for the soul and instead of having nafs mutmainnah you will have a nafs ammara instead of have a good soul and a good nafs you will have a nafs which will command you and order you and impose in you doing the haram and you will be doing the haram and you may even enjoy it or you may see the munkar and you did not get disturbed or bother and we understand the seriousness of this matter because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وليس بعد ذلك مثقال ذرة من إيمان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم that whosoever among you see something objectionable to Islam something munkar some haram something wrong so let him change it with his hand if he can but if you don't have the means you're supposed to give to talk against it You have to warn the people against it. If you could not talk against it, at least hate it in your heart. At least hate it in your heart. Otherwise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, there is not even a whiff of atom of faith in your heart. Can you imagine if the person sees a munkar and he does not object to the munkar? Can you imagine if the person will see the munkar and he does not say anything about it? Can you imagine if the person does the munkar himself? If the person does the haram himself, if the person sits in the table of munkar, or he even himself will be promoting the munkar, this is very serious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to fear for ourselves, purification for ourselves, cleanliness for our heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take us from the darkness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ And those who disbelieve, their friends, their protector, their awliya, is at-taghut. They take them from the light to the darkness. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make light for him, there is no guidance, no light. If Allah negates you to yourself, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you to your own self, now your soul will take over now the shaitan will take over, and the bad company will be surrounded you, and this is the destruction of the person. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله نسأل الله العافية. And the religion and the cure is the tawbah, is the repentance, is returning back to Allah, is taking istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. This is the way that a person clean himself from impurity and filth. Also the person needs to clean his heart, clean his soul, clean himself from the haram doing, from ati al-haram, from being in the haram, eating the usury, having the usury, having the interest. Because this is a serious matter. If the person has the adultery and fornication and illegal sex, involved in that fighting and slander, a person doing all this haram thing, this is the destruction of the soul, and this is the corruption of the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, the way for salah, the way for success, the way is repentance. That means to get away from all this haram, and for you to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, he needs to stop doing the haram. A person needs to feel sorry for the haram that he did. A person has to have the highest intention and the strong, serious intention not to do this. And a person needs to take the mazalim to hit the people. So otherwise, a person will be saying astaghfirullah and nothing except the tongue is moving. This is not the proper tawbah. This is not the proper way to come back to Allah. As if he is playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand one that we call it in, and we have to give Allah the proper respect to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a sincere tawbah. And we ask Allah to forgive us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn to us in forgiveness. And this, a person has to stop what he's doing. So as example, if a person is smoking cigarette, he could not be saying astaghfirullah and he's still smoking cigarette. Because in smoking cigarette, destruction to your body, waste for your money, you become the brother of the shaitan. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Indeed, those who waste the money, they are the brothers of the shaitan. And shaitan is what? وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. The shaitan is a disbeliever in Allah. So when you're spending your money, with nothing to benefit you in your health, in your house, in your community, you are became united with the brother, with the shaitan, and you became a brother of the shaitan. Allah said, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. In addition to this, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him this body as amana, as a trust. وَيُسْأَلُوا عَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِيمَا أَبْنَاهُ وَعَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهُ. You'll be questioned in the day of judgment about your youth, about your health, about your age. This is not to understand up to you. You do whatever you want. You can drink. You can have cigarettes. You can have blood. This is destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it up. وَلَا تُوْتُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Don't put yourself in destruction. Don't destroy your soul. Don't destroy your iman. Don't destroy your heart. Don't destroy your body. Because all these things is a trust in your hands, and you're going to be pushed for it. So the ulama, the scholar rahmatullah alayhi said that a tawbah is a must, is obligation, like you have the salah is obligation, is a must. So tawbah, because Allah order us in the Quran with the tawbah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about tawbah. And Allah said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you repent to Allah. So tawbah is a must. And saying that you have to make repentance from all haram things, whatever that you're doing. If you are disobedient to your parents, what does it mean to make tawbah? That for you to stop disobeying your parents, and you try to be good to them, and after this you go kiss their hands, their forehead, and ask their forgiveness, and that you make the same intention in your heart that you are not going to do this again. This is the reality of tawbah. But you continue away from them, cursing them, disobeying them, and after this you think that you're doing right, that you're making tawbah. The person continuing putting dollars and thousands and millions of dollars in the bank, dealing with haram day and night, and after this you say astaghfirullah. How you can do this? You know that the person who's doing this is cursed, يودري, the person who received the يودري, and the person who witnessed to the يودري, and anybody that promotes يودري and everything will be killed. The same thing that people will say in wine and say that we live in the kuffar country, we're telling it to the non-believers, to the kuffar, it's still haram. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala haram shay'an, haram thamana. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid something, He will forbid the fight of it. You could not sell it to the kuffar, you could not even sell it to the dog that's running in the street. You could not do this because it's haram, it's haram. So whatever haram from disobedience to Allah, disobedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Isbal, having worn the garment, lying in the floor, shaving the beard, smoking the cigarette, walking women with no covering in the street, displaying their beauty outside in the street, wearing their perfume good outside, taking the children to the kuffar school, leaving our children to be entertained and raised by the kuffar. All these things is haram. Anything that Allah forbid, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid, or Allah warned against it, or Allah promised punishment, we have to make a repentance out of it. We have to make repentance out of it. If the matter is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you have to do three things. And if the matter referring to somebody else, now you need to make four things for your tawbah to be accepted and to be inshallah maqbool inda Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number one, that is stop doing the haram. To have a sincere repentance, you have to stop doing the haram. Otherwise, you bring it. The second issue, that you have to feel free in your heart. Even if you can cry for what you do, cry. This is good for you. That you feel free about not making prayer for 2 years. Not that you didn't attend Jum'ah for the last 2 months. You have to feel sorry about this. That means you have to start to go to Jum'ah, and you have to feel sorry about this 2 months that you didn't attend the Jum'ah, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, if you did not attend 3 Jum'ah in row, Allah will speak in your heart. So you became blind inside. You see? You see what you don't see. You see the law, but you don't see that is a blessing. You see the house, but you don't see the pleasure of Allah. This is a serious problem. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَا إِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the vision that turn the blind, but that the heart is the chest that turn the blind. As a result of this, when the person became blind, now he sees the ma'ruf to be munkar, and the munkar to be ma'ruf. The halal became haram, and the haram became halal. Why? Because he doesn't see good. Because the vision, the thinking, the understanding which comes from the heart, now it became upside down. It became everything wrong. You see? So the second thing that you have to think sorry about what you did. Number three, you have to have a sincere intention that you are not going to come back again to this ma'asiyah or this haram. This is in between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if this is something that you did to some Muslim, as example, backbiting, slander, you talk about a Muslim brother, a Muslim sister. This is haram. This is haram. You eat in the flesh of the Muslim. As if this Muslim is dead and he eats in the flesh. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. But I don't know. When you're backbiting your Muslim brother or your Muslim sister, you're doing haram. And it's so serious. Because if your brother is dead and you're eating his flesh, who will eat the flesh of a human being? And if you eat the flesh of a human being, how you can eat the flesh of your own brother? Nobody does this. You see? So now if the ma'asiyah, the disobedience, the sin, the haram, involves nothing, now, تتحلل من هذه المعصية. Now you need to go and ask the forgiveness of this person. Not only say, oh Allah, astaghfirullah, tubtu ila Allah, raji'tu ila Allah, came back to Allah, oh Allah, I feel sorry about this, I am not going to do it. But what about this person that you wronged him? What about this money that you stole? You need to give this money back to the person. So astaghfirullah is not enough. You need astaghfirullah and you need to take the money back. Or at least go tell the person that you wronged him. And you did something wrong. Please forgive me. And my intention, inshallah, to return this money to you, I could not do it immediately. But in a year time, I'm going to try to give you some payment until I can do this. So the ma'asiyah related to Allah, between you and Allah, you need three things. Okay? If it's related to a human being, you need what? You need four things. So you need to stop doing the haram. You need to feel sorry about what you did, and you have to make a decision to actually, I'm not going to do this again. But if it involves a Muslim, now you need to take the heart of the Muslim back to them and do it. Unless we Allah to give you them, say, by Allah, إِنَّكُمْ يَتَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا إِذَا أَرَدْتُ فِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ قلنا نعدها على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الموبقات أي المهلكات. This is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari رحمة الله عليه, that Anas son of Malik, may Allah be pleased him, is saying to the Sahaba, is saying in the time for the Sahaba, indeed, you do things, you do wrong things nowadays. In your vision, in your eyes, in your own personal estimation, it's so minor, it's not a big thing. It's so small, smaller than a hair. But these things that you're doing, we used to count them in the time of Rasulullah as a major thing, as a destructive thing, thing destroying. It could have destroyed his iman, put him in hellfire. If these animals see this, in the time that the Sahaba is still living,
He took the power of Santo. He could
there, here and there. So the day of judgment, day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fair and just. Struggle justice. So now, how you want to pay back to these people? Allah will take from your hasanat, your good deeds. Allah will take from your good deeds and pay these people. Did you verify this man? Okay, give him. Pay him back. Pay him my hasanat, give him from your good deeds. And if the money of this man is stolen from him, now pay him back. He doesn't have money to give him back. Think of his hasanat. Now, after he came to in the day of judgment, with too much internet, as much as the mountain, now what? Your internet is zero. We believe in la darar wa la dirar. You don't harm yourself, neither you harm others. So we ask in the sisters, inshallah, who are speaking inside, regardless what you're talking about, to be quiet, so you allow the other sisters to hear, inshallah. Please, kindly. If you can refer from talking, let the other sister benefit from the lecture, inshallah. Whatever you want to talk about, if you can talk about it after the lecture, please. Jazakumullah khair, may Allah reward you. See? So the person came with mountains of blessing. Now he don't have any receipt. He don't have any balance standing there. He's zero. But he's doing all the people. So how is that justice will be established? Allah will take from the sins of the other people and he puts in him. Take from the sin of the people because he has to pay them. And after this, the person, after he came with mountain of hasanat, now he's zero, neither is minor. And he's going to be thrown in hellfire. You see? We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful what we're doing. And we have to repent and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the prophet of Allah. And look, he's telling us that wallahi, inni la astaghfiru Allah wa atubu ilayhi fi yawmi akthar min 70 marra wa fi riwayah 100 marra. The prophet of Allah, he's the messenger of Allah. And he says, by Allah, every day I ask Allah to forgive me 70 times. Can you believe this, brother? Can you try to think about it for a moment? The prophet of Allah, and in another narration, say what? I ask Allah to forgive me. And it's so far, every day, 100 times. Subhanallah. 100 times, the prophet says, oh Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And this is the prophet of Allah. Subhanallah. The prophet of Allah used to cry at night. Pray at night. حَتَّى تَوَرَّمَتْ قَدَمَهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. What about me and you? Where are we going? We should be scared for ourselves. This is the prophet of Allah receiving wahi. And he's standing crying. And we in America see the haram every day. That is the haram every day. إِلَّمَا رَحِمَ اللَّهُ. What are we going to be doing? Some of us feel that everything is fine. Because I went to the mosque yesterday, or I made Jum'ah in the mosque, everything is fine. Wallahi, some of us feel like we are unsure that we go direct to Jannah. No even question about it. Shaitan fools us. Shaitan lets us and make us think that we almost like Abu Bakr and Umar, that everything is fine. Keep going, you learn very good. Some of us, the salah that we make in Allah will miss them, Allah accepted to know. You remember the story of this man came in the mosque? He started with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah. Assalamu alaykum, O Prophet of Allah. Alaykum as salam. A'ud fa'tali fa'innaka lam tu'tali. Salah that we receive is the salah that we make. We make in Allah will miss them. How good is salah? Allah was good, and how good is this salah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him, go and make him salah over. Go make your salah over. He didn't pray. And the man go and make his salah over. And after this he comes, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him, go and make your salah over. Because he didn't. Because he didn't make salah. The man 2-3 times he goes, try to make the salah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every time telling him, go and make your salah over. Go make your salah over. Today, if you observe the salah of most of the Muslims, people who born in Islamic countries, born Muslims, you find the salah talk to this man who wins. Wallahi. Some people say, Allah, 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 before he stands up, his back is already down. What kind of salah? Even the salah that we feel, you know, the so proud that we make in salah, Allah was based on how good our salah that we make. So the Muslim was in the Jum'ah, they don't even care for Jum'ah. They go for Jum'ah to catch the last rak'ah. So to be down as a Jum'ah for him. And here the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he seek Allah's forgiveness every day, 70 times. In another narration he says 100 times. How many times do we need to make it so far every day? You see? We need, like some of the scholars would say, استغفارنا يحتاج إلى استغفار. Our seeking, our form of seeking forgiveness needs another seeking forgiveness. Let me know Allah, 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 forgive me, Allah, 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 forgive me, Allah, and my mother, and Allah, and the Lord, and the Lord, and even paying attention. Making God ask Allah to forgive him, and his mind is not there, his heart is not there. Looking to the Lord, you see what the time, and Allah, and my mother, and my sister, and forgive me, and forgive my father, and he's only doing this thing, because it's the habit, making God ask Allah, subhanAllah. So some of the scholars say, the way you're asking it so far, you need to ask Allah forgiveness for the way you're asking him. It's serious. Allah is serious. We ask Allah to give us a good repentance. Not to understand yourself from Allah from your tongue and your heart still is the same problem. Because it's not a change. It's not changing the heart. In Allah, when you hear about the prophet, how do you hear about the prophet? God doesn't change the condition of the people until they change what's in their own self. So when you understand astaghfirullah, your heart opens there, saying astaghfirullah, I'm not going to do this again, and you have a sincere, serious intention. No more, I'm not doing this. But only your tongue saying words, and your mind is not even paying attention. The good thing about this deen and this Islam, not subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shows that it doesn't need our forgiveness, it doesn't need our istighfar, it doesn't need our ibadah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he gets so happy, will the Muslim come back to him? Will the sinner come back to Allah? Subhanallah. See how Allah is so good, so generous. He doesn't need us. He's telling us, if you, all of you, the first of you and the last of you, the middle of you and the shin of you, all of you got together to worship Allah is the best way. مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْءٍ. It's not going to increase my kingdom. Nothing. And if all of you come, male and female, male and shin, all of you, and you disobey Allah, it's the worst kind of disobedience. It's not going to take anything from my kingdom. Ya ibadi, innama hiya a'maluhum wahtiha lakum. Thumma uwafikum iyan. Faman wajaba khayran, falyahmadillah. Waman wajaba khayran, dhalik fala yalumanna bima nafsa. Oh my slave servant. This your deed, I'm only quoting it. Beyond the after this, I give you the reward. If you find something good in the day of judgment, praise Allah, thank Allah, because he has guided you to do the good. If you found something different, don't to blame anybody except for yourself. Allah doesn't need us, brother. Allah doesn't need our ibadah, our salah, our salah. That sometimes you understand, you always, and you try to look at touch of one is that much, and you try to see if there is anything good. Where is this policy going to go? Where is the safety going to go? Where is the entry going to go? You have that much. And when you go to the charity doctor, somebody says, brother, we need to establish mask, we need to do this. You go through the whole thing and try to find if you can take single dollar. Why is it? Why? Allah doesn't need you. Allah doesn't need your money. Allah was Allah before our existence. And Allah will still Allah after we die. He doesn't need us. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. والله الغني الحميد. إيه شيء يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز. Allah doesn't need you. You don't need Allah. If Allah wants, He will remove you all and the day of other creation. This is not too much for Allah. It's not. But listen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so happy. We you are addicted and coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it came in hadith which is the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. لَلَّهُ أَشَدُّ فَعَمَّا بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ حِينَ يَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ كَانَ عَلَى رَاحِلَتِهِ بِأَرْضِ الْبَلَاءِ فَانْفَلَتَتْ يَدُهُ وَعَلَيْهَا طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ فَأَيَّدَ بِهَا فَأَنْتَشَرَ فَاضْطَجَعَ فِي ظِلِّهَا وَقَدْ أَيَّدَ مِنْ رَاحِلَتِهِ فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ كَذَلِكَ إِذَا هُوَ بِهَا قَائِمَةٌ عِنْدَهُ فَأَخَذَ بِخِطَابِهَا ثُمَّ قَالَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْفَرَحِ اللهم انت عبدي وانا ربك اخطا من شده الشرح. لازم تزيد قلبي في الحديث. والله استوم ايدي استوم ايدي. استيزت الله صهري ويثبت بهم. وان استقضي حرام ذا تدوين ان يقوم بهذا الله هبي. سبحان الله. ويا الله هبي زاده استخدمك من الطلاق. الله ما بيعين من الطلاق. But see how good Allah is. How the generosity of Allah, how the hay and the patience of Allah. Huh? And he's saying he's happy with your repentance, when you repent to him, more than a person has a camel. And all the camel is his food, his drink, everything. He can't agree. And he lost his camel. Now the camel is his transportation. Don't forget this. He's in the middle of a desert. He's not in the he's in the middle of the desert. That means the rest. Everything is gone. The transportation, the food, the drink, no 304, no 911, nothing. He kept looking right here, he could not find the camel. He gave up all. This is the thing. Nothing left except for me to die. Because no one can get out of the desert. Now he has got food and drink that he can eat on the airport. No. No high chai. But, you see. So he came under a tree and he went and he lay down. See, this is what he did until he died. He knows that more than that, he opened his eyes and he sees the carriage standing there. After he searched for the carriage, but not found it. But now he can only work every part of the camel is standing in front of him. The man shouted and took the roll of the camel. And he was so happy that he found his camel. And he wanted to thank Allah for this. Say, oh Lord, you are my slave, I am your Lord. The man made a mistake. That means he was so happy to such a degree, he doesn't know how to say his prayer and deal with somebody so happy and start to cry out of happiness. You see? So the man was so happy to such a degree, even he wanted to praise Allah, but he made a mistake in the way how to praise Allah. The hadith is going to show you how much this man was so happy. But the hadith is saying, لَلَهُ أَشَدُّ فَرَحًا Allah more happier with the repentance of his slave servant when he comes to him, more than this man will discover. Allah. Why do you keep dragging our feet? Why wouldn't you want to give up the haram? Allah doesn't need us. Allah doesn't need our ibadah. See? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to enjoy His mercy, His forgiveness, His blessing. And we need because we don't know when we're going to die. We don't know when we're going to die. We have to be very careful. We have to hurry up and make repentance before we don't know when you're going to die. Don't wait until the angel of death will come to you and say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ عَيْهِ أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Will be too late. When the angel of death comes to you, this will be too late for you to do anything. Because the Prophet ﷺ said it us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَقْفَ لِلْتَوْبَةِ مَنَا لَمْ تَخْرُجِ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا وَمَا لَمْ يُغِرْهِ. Allah will still accept your repentance as long as somebody arrives from doing. Why? Because this is major signs of the day of judgment. And if the sun rises from the west, this is very self-aware. The gate of repentance will be closed. The second is, Allah doesn't accept the tawbah as a gharara. That means your soul is leaving you. And get to the line, then she dies, and now say, okay, now I'm going to start to make salah, now I'm going to be a good Muslim, now I'm going to do this and that. The Prophet ﷺ says, this doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need to make tawbah now, while you're healthy, while you're awake, while you're strong, walking, while you're aware about everything. Don't wait until you became, you understand, sick, they take you to the emergency room, and you don't know if you're going to make it or no. You don't know if you're going to make it or no, and you feel, you got to catch your breath, and you don't know if you're going to make it or no. Too late. Too late. And subhanAllah, brother, subhanAllah, listen, there is nothing haram except that Allah has made a lot of alternative in the halal. Just one thing, as a example. How many things haram to drink? How many? Huh? How many? One. But how many things haram for you to drink? And you can enjoy it. Count how many? SubhanAllah. Men who are Jews and Jews who stationed living in the village. All kind of Jews that we never heard in our countries about. Even to many Jews. Have the Bertin by the Khadr one of these. Where are you living at? You know what's Bertin? I'm serious. Living in America, don't spoil it. Everything almost they have Jews of it. We never even heard about it in our own country. We have all this flavor. Ice cream, 31. But I bet you my love is 31. Only that 31. Can you imagine? By the way, I like Benjamin. And the best is a chunky monkey. SubhanAllah, look. All this good things. All this good milk, water, orange juice, apple juice, pineapple juice, mixing kind of juice. Okay, look. And after this, it talks about this. You can drink milk to be healthy. You drink wine, you get sick. You commit an accident. You go to a haram. You may have heard of Safrullah, even he was jumping his own sister. Raising his own sister because it's not in his own mind. You see? Destruction of the soul. But this was the shaitan trying to do the thing. Look, his son allowed you to marry. His son didn't say he was not married. He did not say he could not get married. No, I have to get to know her, she gets to know me. Wallah, you're not going to know her, she's not going to know you. Until you get actually married, and you start to tell her, Finna Mulakhaya Awaleya, that's it, but nothing is there. Now you're going to get to know each other. Don't play that we are the kids doing this. The boyfriend and girlfriend, they stay for 2 years, 3 years, dating, all kind of foolishness. They don't want to know each other. Because basically, okay, I don't like what you think, keep walking. You don't like what you think, keep walking. You never want to know a woman. Neither woman but to know a man after the years and husband and wife. All this foolishness, boyfriend and girlfriend, it's not going to work. It's not going to go any place. You are not going to know her, she's not going to know you. But how does shaitan do great things? Well, as a tabi'u khutuwat al shaitan. Don't follow the steps of the shaitan. Because this is the job of the shaitan to create it, make it look. Not nice, but it doesn't look nice. It's danger for you. And let's see. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.